Blog Talk Radio.
The choice for every American could not be more clear than it is right now. Democrats produce mobs, Republicans produce jobs.
We are in an economic boom that most folks thought was impossible. We have penetrated the 1% to 2% so-called secular stagnation zone.
Average hourly earnings up by 2.8%.
Near record levels of consumer and business confidence.
The second quarter GDP growth is impressive. 4.1%.
Lowest unemployment rate since December of 1969.
The American core economy is on fire. It's on fire like it was in the 60s.
The Democrats have become too extreme, and they've become, frankly, too dangerous to govern. They've gone wacko.
Live on Facebook for Make a Low Weekend.
Stand out!
All
free!
All
free!
All
free! All free!
But Michelle Williams says that, you know, when they go low, we go high. No. No. When they go low, we kick them. That's what this new Democratic Party is about.
Okay.
We're proud as hell to be Democrats. We're willing to fight for the ideals of the Democratic Party. We're proud of our history. We're proud of our present. And we're proud of the future that we can create for this country. And we're not in this just to make a statement. We're in this to win.
You don't hand matches to an arsonist. And you don't give power to an angry left-wing mob. And that's what the Democrats have become.
That's when civility can start again.
Hey, when was the last time you sat down and had dinner with your kids? Talk about what's going on in their lives. Hey, when was the last time you just stopped and helped somebody out? I bet you can't remember. What a lot of people are saying will change it for the better, but that don't interest me. I like the simple life the way it used to be. We left our doors wide open. We didn't need no key. I've been around the world, seen all there is to see. I'd trade all those memories for one more day. I wanna get up Sunday morning and go fishing with my boy. Watch the sunset kick back in my yard. Take my Harley on a real long, lazy Sunday drive. And do a little more nothing once in a while. Yeah, maybe kick my feet up. Watch an old rerun on TV. Laughing with old Barney.
Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on.
You are listening to Real World Witness with Christy
and Douglas.
Watching history unfold while shining a light on truth, justice,
and exposing those who wish to crush it.
Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
Welcome to Real World Witness, everyone. My name is Christy. It is October 25th, 2018. I am here with my co-host, Doug. Hi, Doug. How are you doing?
Doing wonderful, young lady, and yourself?
Oh, I'm hanging in there as much as possible with everything going on. It's been crazy, to say the very least. Well, we're going to get into tonight's show is called False Flags and Caravan of Lies and Invasion. That's sort of what I mean, it's definitely an invasion situation that we are facing. So it's a scary, scary situation. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, I'm kind of going off the deep end, but you are too. So at least we're both in it together.
Yes, indeed. I tell you what, shout out to our men and women in the United States military. They're going to actually get to protect our border now.
Yes. Oh, my God. Please stay safe, guys. I know wasn't Kristen Nielsen. She was doing an interview at the border, actually, and they were asking her all, you know, about the fact that the Pentagon was sending 800, I guess, troops. Trump decided to send 800 troops down there. And they were trying to get out of her. Oh, are they going to use force? What kind of weapons are they going to have? I mean, come on. I mean, we have to defend our border, bottom line, you know, lady? Like, they're out of their minds, the media. I don't know how they look at themselves in the mirror. I honestly don't. They've been lying to all of us for years. And it just keeps going and going. It's crazy.
Yes, it is. And I don't see any letting up.
Nope, not at all. Okay, so before we get into all of our discussion, I have just a few announcements I want to make sure that I mention for everybody. Now, there's a lot of people out there, you know, obviously prayer is like the main thing that we can do in this war, basically, because I think not only are we on war below, we're spiritual war, and Mary Colbert and Mark Taylor, who did the Trump prophecies, they've got a prayer warrior daily prayer going on. It's every morning at 9 a.m. Eastern. And, you know, basically what you do is you call. I usually call in at like, well, here it's like 5:30 in the morning that I do it. And anyway, and you call early, and then you just basically are there. And everybody, I guess the last time they had something like 10,000 people on the line, so it was just crazy. But everybody's all praying at the same time for the same thing, you know, for our country, for protection of our president, for the November election. So if you would like to be involved in that, you can call 641-715-0700, and I have put all this information on our new website. Is Doug, you want to give the address since it's
sure now that I don't have it up in front of me.
Oh, sorry. All right, well, I'll say it.
Sure,
all right, so
sure.
It's Real World.
Okay, it's www.realworldwitness1.com.
Woohoo! Yay! So anyway, so all this information that I'm going to give you is actually on our website right now, but I just wanted to mention it. So if you want to go over there, it's like literally right on the top. Also, Mark Taylor's Trump Prophecies movie is now streaming. There's a link there also for that. It's the TrumpProphecyMovie.com. I suggest everybody see it. I did see it, and it's really good, and it's an uplifting movie. And I think people who are on the fence about President Trump, I think, needs to see this movie. And so that's why it's posted on our website. Also, Dinesh D'Souza's Death of a Nation, there is set to be released online and in DVD October 30th. So if you want a history lesson about socialism, not when he became. Fascinating. And anyway, it is well worth the money and the time to see it. It is. People are like, oh, well, it's a movie about Trump. No, it really isn't. It's about our nation and actual real history, documented history, not the history that you're getting in school. So if you have kids, I suggest everybody just please watch it. It is really, really good, and it's done very well. The other thing that we have going on is Fund the Wall. They are, I got an email the other day, and they are preparing to give the first donation to Department of Homeland Security for the wall at a ceremony at the border in Texas on that. Stay tuned, because I'll probably be getting more details next week as it gets closer. But if you want to donate, you can go to, once again, I have a link directly to, that links to their Fund the Wall on our website. And then the other thing, I'm trying to get an interview set with the author of In Thy Mother's Honor. He's a military veteran who wrote this incredible story. He sent me the book. I'm in the process of reading it now, so hopefully we'll get him on. His name is John, but his book is called In Thy Mother's Honor, and it's under I Am Waiting. So it's I, the letter M, and then Waiting. So definitely check that out. And then, of course, you know, everybody vote. I mean, I don't know. Voting is like, we gotta get this done, guys. It's got to be a red tsunami.
Yeah, vote, 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 vote. If you can vote early, vote early. Don't wait till the last minute.
Yeah, and speaking of not wait till the last minute, I did not get my ballot in the mail. I was so upset. I went down to the post office. I'm like, I didn't even get a booklet either. I didn't get a booklet, nor did I get the ballot. So I asked my postmaster, and she was like, no, that happened to, like, kidding me? So I called the office. I had to call the election office. So if you haven't received your ballot, call your election office. And if you've got your voting pamphlet, the numbers are all on the back. But you got to get your vote in early, or, you know, definitely make time to vote. And we have got to get this country. We've got to get President Trump help. I mean, that's what it boils down to. I mean, do we want open borders? I mean, look at the crap that's going on. It's just so crazy. So anyway, so let's start to get into our caravan of lies and illegal invasion that's imminent. Doug, you want to take it from here, because I know you've got some information about, you know, people that are going to the border and things like that.
Yeah. Well, I guess we start by saying that I firmly believe, and so do my current friends in law enforcement, friends that are on the border. I have friends that are there right now as we speak, that this is all a planned event, and mm-hmm. I will explain why, but it's something that's paid for probably from George Soros. Well, we don't know exactly who's writing the check for this or who planned it, but coming from a military background, I can tell you that to move this many people in this type of operation requires funding. And what you see via the news media is when they're not on the bus and when they're not in the housing that they have set up for them along the way, they bring them out in the street and do all the filming for the news media at that time. So,
oh my God.
Stop and think for a moment. We started out with about 6,000 people, and it grew to about 10,000 people. And in this group, you have all ages, from newborns, women, children, all the way up to the elderly in wheelchairs. And supposedly, this group of people that's that diverse is going to be able to walk from Honduras to America. I can promise you, from somebody who's been to Honduras many times, not to mention all over Central and South America, that's not physically possible, okay?
Right.
For a for some guys that are in excellent condition and trained for that type environment and with that type of support with water and food and the things they need for that climate, that could be done, but not for a group like this. It's completely not possible. So once we get that out of the way, it was planned that they would arrive at the border the day before elections,
right.
The November elections. Now, first off, let's go back to what I'm saying. It can't be done. You can't walk that, and you sure couldn't do it in 2 weeks, all right?
Right.
Because of all the, like I say, with all the different ages and different health problems and weather, and I mean, this isn't, it's not even, God would have to intervene and make it happen. There's no other way possible for it to happen. But now they have the buses, and they have vehicles capable of carrying all of them to the border. And they still can't get here till the day before the election? Okay, you can drive from Honduras to the border in 24 hours. And you're going to tell me that it's still going to take them 2 weeks to drive this?
No.
So right there, it's all a political setup. It's, you know, there's way more to this. It isn't a bunch of people fleeing a country that's oppressing them, because if it was, they would not be flying their flag from their country and shouting,
and
Viva Honduras.
Ours.
Okay, and burning ours, exactly. So it's a left thing. It's something they thought up to help the Democrats come the November elections, because everything, and we talk about the, you know, when we leave the talking about the caravan lies and illegal invasion, we'll go into the false flags will be the next topic we talk about, and with the pipe bombs and so forth. You know, once again, this is just, these things are what the Democrats and the left have been doing. It's just part of that plan where they throw everything they possibly can at our president and at Republicans, hoping it will stick. They did this with the Kavanaugh hearings. They did this with Stormy Daniels. Everything they can throw at him, he's like Teflon, okay? It just rolls right off. Nothing sticks. So now they're getting more desperate. So now they're doing this whole caravan thing. And of course, I firmly believe, as we go into the next topic, which we're not going to cover right at this particular moment, but it'd be the, you know, the false flag with the fake bombs and so forth. So here we have something that is completely set up by the Democrat Party and the far left. It's funded very, very well to gain sympathy all around and to make you think that the Democrats are the ones that care about these poor people being chased out of their country and that are refugees and are fleeing for their lives, and it's the Republicans that are stopping them and sending the military down to keep them from coming in, and look how mean and horrible these Republicans are. This is a 100% hands-down setup that is being perpetrated against us, and for those that can't see it or refuse to see it, then shame on you. You're a complete idiot, and you deserve to be in the liberal mindset that you are for the remainder of your life, and good luck with your life having that thought set, because this is, hands down, without a doubt, something that has been pre-planned in advance, and we're watching it unfold on national television right in front of us. So they're not getting in, folks, and nor do they want to come in.
And more of them are
coming out of the caravan going, you know what, it's not what we thought it was going to be.
It's just insane. I mean, you know, President Trump tweeted, of course, earlier saying, you know, stop, we're not letting you in, you know, no matter what you do. The problem is, and it was really interesting because Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nielsen was doing an interview earlier today, and she was saying that a lot of the family, they, it was just crazy. So she was, so basically they were, she was asking him, oh, well, what about the children? What I want to know is, this is such a treacherous come. This, even if you have $500 million from Soros, which is what he apparently has put into this migration, caravan project of theirs, is $500 million, and that's why they have all this money supporting this whole thing. But she said that where are all these Democrats and bleeding hearts when, oh, the children, they were so upset about the children. They're getting separated, you know, from their parents at the border. You know, I mean, and come to find out, I mean, most of these kids, the parents are sending them alone, A, with these coyotes, or, you know, they're just, they're not taking them back. She said, she, and I quote her, we do not, let's see, where is it? Yeah, so she, so the reporter asked her about children in custody, and she said, of course, Kristen was saying that, you know, that they work with the court, and that the vast majority of the parents have said they do not want to be reunited with the children. DHS is trying to find them family to be reunited with, and DHS has 13,000 shelters. Runs shelters with 13,000 children right now in the care of DHS, unaccompanied, across with strangers, without their families. The total last year was 50,000 kids. And then, of course, they ask, well, how are they getting treated? And it's not, you know, they get full medical, full dental, full education. You know, they're able to talk to their family. If they have special needs, they're treated very, very well. But I'm like, you know, where are these people screaming and yelling about the children making this huge trek? They don't care about that. It's ridiculous. And they were also saying, she was also saying that 30% of all the women, including girls nine years old, are giving pregnancy tests. 30% of all the women are sexually abused during this. 20% of the boys are. And basically, what's been going on down there in Guatemala and in Honduras is that they actually have advertising that if you bring a child across the illegally across the border, then we'll take you. And so now what's going on down there is that they're reporting kidnappings. Kidnappings are happening. Criminals are picking up the kids in order to come here to get through our loopholes. And smugglers, right. Of course, you know. I mean, you know, and then, of course, they say, well, you know, even if you get caught, we only keep them for what, I think it's like 20 days or something like that. And so then they do the catch and release bullshit. And so they get to stay. And then it takes like something like 3,000 days or some ungodly amount of days in order to go through the court system. So it's a free-for-all, basically. I mean, the thing is, we have a right to defend our country. And, I mean, if you are a Democrat, I can't imagine how illogical it is. I mean, for people to want these people here. I mean, a lot of them, Sarah Carter, she was on Hannity last night, and she was embedded in the caravan. She was at the Guatemalan border, I think it was, and even she said it was crazy. Most of them are men, young men, and the children and women that she saw were like at the front of the line, but then most of them were men. They were all wearing similar backpacks. They were, some of them admitted they were MS-13 gang members, others drug from the drug cartel. They said that, what else did she say? And I mean, like, it's just crazy. It's crazy. So I don't know what President Trump, you know, what are we going to do? I mean, do you think that there's going to be a major scrimmage at the border? You know, I don't know. Because these people don't have weapons.
No, what's going to happen is that, it's going to be Mexico and America having to house these people somewhere, hopefully on the Mexican side. And it's going to cost our government lots of money because we don't want them to come over. So, but CNN and MSNBC are going to be down under their cameras showing these poor people outside, you know, in the rain and in the cold, you know, the poor kids, and then you know, then we're going to be funding tent cities.
That's just ridiculous.
Hopefully we fund the cities if we do on the Mexican side, not ours.
Well, I hope so. I mean, the other thing that Sarah was saying, Sarah Carter was saying, is that they that these kids, there were seven so far. There were in Guatemala, there were seven unaccompanied children that were actually found, and so of course now they're in custody. You know, they're trying to figure out how to get them back to their parents or what to do with these kids. I mean, that's the other thing. You know, what are they going to do? We can't afford it. I mean, I'm so sick of paying everybody. You know, Ken Soros has $500 million to give. Why doesn't he just foot the bill? Why do Americans have to foot the bill? You know, and I got so angry, too, last night. I saw this thing, Kamala Harris tweeted something like, oh, well, we should be, you know, we're Americans. We should be accommodating. And you know what? If you're here legally, fine. You're here illegal. Why can't they understand that's wrong? It's lawlessness. I don't understand why these people think it's okay to be here illegally. I don't get it.
Deep inside, they don't. But they want to paint this picture that they do, and it's us, the conservatives and Republicans, that don't care about the poor women and children. And because
ridiculous.
The whole thing is made up. It's to make us look bad right before the elections. And let me tell you, that's not all. There's going to be something else will come up, too. It's just a matter of time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've still got, 12 days left? Less than 2 weeks. And, you know, that's the thing now. There were Anons on the 8chan board. If everybody knows about QAnon, you know, I totally... You know, you can call me brainwashed, whatever. I've done my own research. QAnon is real, so screw everybody else. I don't care what anybody says about it. I know what's true within my heart, but, you know. But there were Anons that were on the 8chan the other night, and they were saying, you know, get ready for the false flag. Get ready, because that's the only thing they have in their playbook left. I mean, it's classic Saul Alinsky 101. You know what I mean? They have. They have this stupid migration bullshit, and they have these pipe bombs. So I guess you want to get into that, since that's the next subject. I'm just like, I knew it was going to come, but I think it's hilarious that, first of all, everybody's, you know, up in an uproar, you know, which of course they should be. I mean, I thought they were real at first. I mean, they evacuated CNN, and I love that they got... They got thrown off of the air. Too bad it wasn't permanent. Just saying.
Yeah, they got thrown off tonight, too.
Oh, good. That makes me happy. CNN, anyway, whatever. You suck. But anyway. But you know, I mean, I'm not happy that these people are getting, you know, fake bombs. I mean, it turns out that they're fake. And they don't work, or they never were going to work. They were never going to get caught. But the other thing is, there were so many inconsistencies with regards to the whole thing, and the whole thing smelled from the beginning. I mean, you know, first of all, who's getting these? FBI allow people to just, like, media to just take pictures of the pipes and stuff and the packaging and all that. Like, there was that. and then there was, I mean, it looked like something that I could make. Sorry. I mean, and I'm, like, the most illiterate electronic person in the whole world. And then did you notice it was that ISIS sticker or whatever that was on the side of it?
Yes.
Like, what the hell was that? I was like,
and there's no stamp thing from the post office over the over the stamps.
Yeah. And they think that the stamps
right. And they're telling everybody that they were that Clinton and Obama got them delivered to their mailboxes, their personal address. That's not possible. They don't get none of these people. Open their own mail, nor do they walk outside to a box to get it from the
box.
Mail lady.
Exactly.
Doesn't work that way.
And where are they getting the addresses? I mean, they're, quote, elite. You know, they're under Secret Service. I mean, the Obamas are still under Secret Service. Of course, Clintons are.
Yep, so
the, I mean, you know, these people. Yeah, and you know, and so it's hilarious. They have 24-hour surveillance on their property, I'm sure, with beefed up security. So the whole thing is so absurd when you really look at it. Like, seriously, who's going to get these addresses and expect it? And the whole thing is so stupid. I mean, you know, and I'm not saying that somebody shouldn't go to jail, and somebody, because, I mean, you know, you shouldn't be threatening no matter if it's fake or not. That's just not right. I mean, violence and threat of violence, that's the problem. That's the problem with what has been going on over the last few months. But they're trying to say that Trump is inciting all this. Listen, all these jackasses, Maxine Waters, Schumer, Pelosi, the Clinton, they've all been, and Eric Holder, they've all been, you know, spewing their, you know, getting their faces, do whatever you have to do. They're the ones that are inciting people. We're sitting back going, what the hell is going on here? It's crazy.
Yep. You know, CNN and MSNBC and the left, you know, they're trying to put all the blame right now on Donald Trump and his supporters, okay? Donald Trump is a person that reacts double time and on steroids when somebody puts him down, okay? He would not be talking trash about Hillary Clinton or Eric Holder or Maxine Waters or any of these people if they weren't doing it to him first, okay? And it's like elementary school shit. Well, he did this. Well, Billy did it first. Well, Sarah touched me. All right. Well, that's how Trump acts. That's just how it works with him. Okay.
Right.
If you attack him, he's coming at you on steroids as far as how he's going to go back at you. And so if these people would just shut up and stop attacking him, then he would not be running his mouth about
right.
it. Okay. So then they say, oh, well, it's unpresidential for him to do this. Okay, well, you can look at it that way because in the past, every Republican president we've ever had has sat there and taken it and not responded back to these horrible, hateful things coming from the left and the Democrats.
Right.
And we hated it on the right. Us conservatives, Republicans, we voted Donald Trump in because we want somebody to stand up and slam these people back into the Stone Age when they talk nasty and bad and rude. And finally, we got somebody to do that, and they don't know how to handle that.
No. And I love it. I mean, that's the one thing that I love about him is that he does what he means, and he means what he says. And the interesting thing is anytime he says, well, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, anything, whatever he comes up with. Yeah, well, they were tapping me. Remember that? They bugged me. And everybody was like teasing him and like, oh, nobody's bugging you. Nobody's listening to you. And then sure enough, this biggest scandal, the biggest abuse scandal in world history happened. And so the man, when he talks, you know, shit is going on behind the scenes and people need to start paying attention. And the funny thing, too, is, you know, I've watched almost every single rally because I want to go to a rally so bad. He never comes here, of course. I'm in libtard land up here in Washington, so you know, but hopefully he'll come for the presidential election. But anyway, but you know, I listen to every time he gets up there and talks and you know, I mean, he's fed up with the whole thing, but you know, I think he likes it too. You know what I mean? It's a game to him to a certain extent with the fake news, you know. And I mean, no other president, at least in my lifetime, because I'm a little younger than you, but you know, I mean, I've never felt this feeling that there is for a president in my lifetime. But also, I mean, America, like I feel like I'm so proud to be an American right now because of everything that's going on with the country. I mean, the guy in less than 2 years, people keep saying, oh, well, it's been 2 years. No, it's less than 2 years has turned America back on. I mean, we were getting to be like a Venezuela. That's what they wanted for us, you know? And it's such an incredible feeling. And so it makes me so angry when I see the left they live in the upside down world. That's all I can say. It's like you know, we're on Stranger Things, for God's sake. It's like crazy. I don't understand how anybody thinks the way they do. I don't get it. How you don't want to be free? How you don't want to, you know, defend your country against these people, you know?
What it reminds me of is when I was younger, you know, we used to watch The Twilight Zone when it came on every week. And this is like that the left and the Democrat Party. It's like watching the Twilight Zone. You know,
yeah.
it's like something that's just not real. And you go, no, this can't be happening. And it
right.
is. You know? And
yeah.
every time you go to bed at night going, man, you know, at least today's over with. Good God, it can't get any worse than this or any stupider than this or any crazier
right. and
than
then,
this. And then you wake up the next day and go, holy shit, what was I thinking of? It got worse.
It's like, every single day, every hour of every day is like a new crazy moment in time that you're just like, am I really observing this crap going on? I mean, you know, and then
right.
and then I always think too, I used to think growing up, you know, you always hear propaganda, Chinese propaganda. I used to think, oh, they're so stupid over in China. They're you know, they're brainwashed. They don't tell them anything that's going on. And now to learn, that's what the kind of crap has been going on here. It's just like, oh my God, to the realization of it all. I mean, I have only been awake since about 2015, when that whole Jade Helm stuff was going on, and so that was crazy too. Anyway, we're gonna find out what the cabal had planned for us. But don't you think it's very interesting that the people that we actually want arrested were the ones that were sent, these fake pipe bombs were sent to? I thought that was very interesting.
Well, I mean, yeah, that is kind of interesting. That's the more of a way to make it look like a Republican did this or a Trump supporter
yeah.
did this.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, because literally everybody that received one of these packages needs to be indicted. Hands down.
Oh.
Everybody that
yeah.
got one of these packages, in the past 2 years, it's been exposed
yeah.
that they are criminals and have
mm-hmm.
all types of crimes they have committed that are federal crimes. And
right.
lo and behold, so, you know,
yep.
it's all planned. It's part
yeah.
of their
point. It is. And, I mean, they're so desperate. I mean, I can't even imagine.
What's going to be funny is if they do catch the person that did this, the person that's behind this, and
yeah.
if right and it is the Democrats did this, how is CNN and MSNBC going to save face at that point?
I don't know.
How
well,
is
no,
anybody on the left going to save face? Then they're going to be going, oh, well, they just made this up. You can't trust the FBI. Oh, well,
yeah,
now we can't
yeah.
trust the FBI.
Now
okay.
we can't trust the FBI. But didn't they just say they wanted the FBI to investigate Kavanaugh?
I believe that was them,
with
yeah.
Ford.
Yeah, that was them.
So, it's like...
Hold on, let me Google that. Oh, yep, that was them.
Yeah. I know. It's so insane. And they're so hypocritical. It's crazy. What I want to happen, I need to see the media turned out. I mean... these guys, I don't understand how they sleep at night. They've been lying to the country for years. I mean, let's not even go past, you know, let's not even look past, you know, beyond 2016 prior to that. But just like in the last 2 years, I mean, they kept this Russian hoax thing going for two years, really, because it started at the tail end of the election, the 2016 election, like September-ish, whatever. But the media, they don't seem to care. And I don't understand why President Trump doesn't revert back to the Smith-Mund Act of 1948. That banned propaganda in the U.S. media. And Obama overturned that. And he approved propaganda, and that's why we're in this mess that we're in now. That's why all these media outlets are, you know, making up stories left and right. I mean, did you catch that thing that the New York Times, that story, that fantasy story about assassinating President Trump? Like, what the hell was that about? I couldn't
yeah,
believe it.
That is some sick, twisted people. That's just how, I mean, there you go. I mean, that's how bad, that's how insane these people have become. You know, it's become a very dysfunctional, crazy, you can't get any, you know, today, here's an example. Today, outrunning a million and two errands. And I had a talk radio on, and it was a program I'd never listened to before. It was here in Lake Charles, Louisiana. It's 93.5 FM, and it's station KPPM. And it's a African-American, primarily African-American religious-type channel. And I'm listening to them talking about the these bombs, and as if it is actual bombs, and that they were actually going to kill the president.
Detonate. Oh my God.
And the whole thing was all the people calling in were literally 110%. This is all Trump's fault. Trump started this. Trump's responsible for this. All of his people are, everybody that follows him is a racist. You know, the black people that follow him are broken news. I mean, it was just crazy. And so I listened to it, and I listened to it, and listened to it, and it ends. That program ends. And the next program that comes on, and I and this just told me exactly what I was listening to, was the next program to air after that one was the Al Sharpton show. And then it was Al Sharpton and all his people just slamming, if you're a conservative or you're a Republican, we need to be shot, taken out back, you know, put down like an old horse. And it was just crazy. And that's just one little bitty radio station in one town, and there's literally thousands of them across the nation that are putting out this stuff. You know, they're following in suit of NBC and CNN. So there you go.
Oh, that is just crazy. I don't understand how anybody – this is the thing, you know, the problem with today is that the left – it's the identity politics that's killing us, and the media is being is dividing us even further. I mean, you know, everybody has to be put in a category. Everything has to be labeled. Everyone has to have a label. I mean, that's what is dividing us. We are all Americans. Those of us that were born in America, that country legally, that are now American citizens, we are Americans, period. Amen. I don't care if you're gay, if you're transgender, if you're, you know, from Timbuktu, from, I don't care if you're black, you're white, you're Asian, you're Mexican, you're Latino, you're whatever it is. You are an American citizen, and that should be it. And the Constitution needs to be upheld. That's my main thing, because, I mean, to have a Constitution that the rule of law, there's been lawlessness for 8 years. And so now everybody, all the kids that were growing up during that time, and I'm going to say from, let's just say, 8 years old to 18, last 10 years, they've been conditioned that lawlessness is okay, that being here illegally is okay, that it's no big deal. It is a big deal. You know, we can't go to other countries and illegally go over to there. Do you know how strict Canada is? Oh, my God. They're pretty strict. Everybody, Australia, I've watched all these security, the border security. I don't know if you've ever seen these shows. They have border security shows on Netflix, and I'll watch them because I'm like, I'm just interested. So they have one from Australia. They're really strict. I mean, you know, Canada is really strict. Of course, they show the U.S. border on the north, the northern border, though. I don't see, I didn't see any for the southern border, which is very interesting to me. But the bottom line is that, you know, we have a right to say you should come here on merit basis. That's what it is if you want to go to Canada. Because when Hillary Clinton, you know, when I was freaking out thinking that she was going to win, I seriously thought about moving to Vancouver, Canada, because I was like, you know, what the hell? What do I have to do to do that? And you have to jump through a bazillion loopholes to get there. I mean, there's just no loophole. You have to do a whole bunch of things. They want you to have merit. They want you to have a job. They want you to be financially stable. They want you to be able to support yourself. They want to know, you know, if you have family or relatives. You know, I mean, they want to know everything because they want good quality people. And why should we be any different? I don't understand that. Why should Americans be the butt of every, you know, just take in whoever? And these people at the border, they've been, Sarah Carter was also saying that they've been taught, they've been told what to say to these people, been told how to act. they've been told, you know, everything that they, you know, whatever it is that they need to say to get in, to get asylum. Well, and the other thing that happened, and I forgot to tell you earlier, was that the president is planning to do a, he's looking at possibly doing another executive order that will basically determine what the asylum, I guess, parameters will be based on sort of like a travel ban type thing. So, but, you know, I mean, it's just ridiculous. And, you know, I don't know what else to think at this point, you know?
Well, now that we have the Supreme Court locked up, changes need to take place, and they need to take place, like, now.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Well, you know, it's so funny because somebody gave me the stats to walking distance from. So what I got was the walking distance from Honduras to El Paso, Texas, is 1,725 miles. If the mob walked 25 miles per day, it would take 70 days to make it to the border. How are they surviving? Who's feeding them, giving them water, sleeping in tents? I mean, you know, that's what everybody's saying. It's just ridiculous, the whole thing. The whole thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess my question is, do you think that there's going to be, I mean, because I know a lot of veterans that I know that are here are talking about they're going to go down to the border, and then you were saying some of the people that you know are already at the border. Do you think that that this is going to, like, spark the, you know, the, I guess, confrontation that the Democrats have been, they've been itching for some kind of a war. They've been trying to get us to fight each other. That's what all the incitement over the last 3, 4, 5 months has been by the Democrats. So do you think that that's what is going to ultimately happen, or do you think that, you know, I don't know. What's your assessment?
It's going to be no. I think that the our veterans that are going down there are you're trained at a level that's completely different than anybody on the left and anyone in the in the liberal Democrat outreach is.
Mm-hmm.
You're trained to be reserved. You're trained to, you know, not jump the gun per se, unless you're, you know, you learn rules of engagement, okay? And
yeah.
These guys, girls that are down there, veterans, you know, they've come up with their own rules of engagement with working with local law enforcement as to what they can and cannot do, and they're going to follow that. You know, so, but if
yeah.
attacked, they will overwhelm those that attack them. So there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
So, you know, do I see that happening? I don't know yet. It's too early to tell because, trust me, that moving caravan and the pipe bombs we're dealing with at the same time, that's
mm-hmm.
just two major events. The Democrats have 2 weeks to go to come out with many more, okay? So
right.
there's going to be more events of things happening that's going to be just as stupid as these two are because they're really – it's like drowning rats in a hot tub, okay? They
mm-hmm, yeah.
This is the last-ditch effort to survive their liberal agenda, and – if they lose and don't get back the House, then think about that for a moment. They're done for a long, long time. And because things will be changed in a way that going back to our founding fathers and going back to the basic fiber of the Constitution, and that's what they do not want. Okay, that's the last thing on the face of the earth they want is for America to be able to go back to those basic principles of what our founding fathers set forward. And so that's why we're seeing what we're seeing right now, and you will see more things that are just as freaking crazy as those two events happening because everything they can throw at the wall – to see if it will stick, they will throw between now and Election Day.
Things I want to talk about with regards to the media. So listen to this. This is really good. This is the latest Q. We are the plan that came out the other day. So stick around.
Something is going on. Some of us see it. Some of us feel it. It's time to expand your thinking. You will need to reset everything you thought you knew about the world, about the people you trust, about history, about yourself. Let me tell you a story. For a very long time, our world has been under the growing influence of a vast transgenerational criminal mafia that was able to rise up to the highest levels of power. We didn't know because they talked and acted just like you and me. We thought we could recognize true criminals by their words and actions, but were deceived by their sophisticated speech, wealth, education, beauty, and power. Through a system of threats, blackmail, and bribery, they would come to occupy the highest levels of power in government, corporations, and education. You may know them as the Deep State or Cabal. Most dangerously of all, they achieved almost total influence over the media, their primary means of controlling the good people of the world who were just trying to get on with living. They used this power to slowly convince us that we were the problem, that we were a threat to each other. They used race, gender, and religion to set us apart, and rewrote history to validate these false claims. They funded both sides of wars just to crush our potential to prosper and succeed as a peace-loving and creative force of good for the world. Now, with their firm grasp on the media, we drank in their entertainment and lies as they began their final phase, the total takedown of America. We were the brightest remaining beacon of freedom and humanity's last hope. They knew that if they could take America, the rest of the world would follow. They cut deals that led us to hand over total control of the money system to a private central bank, the Federal Reserve. This made it possible to influence Washington, D.C., and most of our presidents since then were beholden to the criminals in one way or another. Things took a really bad turn when they concentrated vast power into the hands of the many civilian intelligence agencies throughout the world. They said they were there to protect us. Instead, these agencies were catastrophically weaponized to boost drug and human trafficking cartels, assassinate political opponents, undermine the military, and change regimes of foreign governments who did not want to adopt the centralized system of money control. You might think they would choose simply to remain in the shadows running their criminal activities while we carried on with our lives. But as long as there was freedom for the people to prosper, the cabal were always at risk of being discovered and shut down. There was no way to continue without a plan to eliminate all threats to their survival, even if it meant imposing a single world government under their jurisdiction, where no national identity, police force, or military could stop them. They called it globalism. Exploiting our emotions and our instincts of compassion, they found a way to justify dismantling cultures, borders, and national identity under the guise of social justice, creating false narratives of racism, colonialism, and capitalism to destabilize and ultimately collapse societies so they were no longer secure enough to reject this dark plan for the world. Where there was no history to distort, they would use wars to force a catastrophic mass migration of peoples across borders to destabilize and weaken cultural identity. When we didn't accept this, they called us intolerant and shamed us into silence. By 2008, America was in advanced stages of economic decline, with disastrous trade deals leading to widespread loss of jobs and a devastating financial crisis. The cabal had now absorbed another extensive criminal empire that was aligned with a twisted and radical form of Islam. Realizing the competition could threaten their goals, they decided to cooperate and agree to mutual terms. Now a hostile foreign enemy was able to insert a subordinate into the U.S. political system who would become the president. Saudi Prince Al-Walid bin Talal funded Obama's Harvard education and took power by proxy, picking his entire cabinet while buying vast quantities of control in our largest media companies. The Western faction of the cabal was different. It was another kind of sick altogether. A dark and deeply sinister death cult with a strong reliance on symbolism and numerology, with levels of cruelty unimaginable to all right-thinking people. The reach and scale the secret society had achieved would have sent destabilizing shockwaves across the world were it ever to be publicly exposed. They were highly skilled at living just below the surface as they worked their way into the United States presidency. With both factions of the global mafia now in control, are you ready to hear what they had planned? Make sure you're sitting down. They installed rogue operators in government. They opened back doors to leak highly classified military intel and top secret special access programs. They cut military funding and weakened the command of generals with irrational new rules of engagement. They worked to dismantle NASA and end our supremacy in space. They infiltrated and exposed defensive military intelligence programs that reduced our ability to detect foreign and domestic threats. They used our trusted agencies to target and weaken political opponents. They relaxed our borders and enabled passage of millions of illegals and violent criminal gangs. They moved money to fund global terrorism, resulting in groups like ISIS moving to capture vast territories throughout the world. In 2016, the Cabal Alliance had hoped to retain power. If you are not yet chilled to the bone by the picture that is forming about their intentions for us all, let me tell you what was to come next. Through international climate change scams, they would have siphoned trillions of remaining wealth, eliminate the last good guys in government, and withdraw total funding from the U.S. military, handing over the responsibility of our defense to the United Nations. They would revise the Constitution to weaken our ability to fight back, ban the sale of firearms to eliminate our self-defense, insert their people into the Supreme Court, remove the Electoral College system to neuter our voting power, and totally eliminate alternative media to shield them from exposure. They instigated a covert deal to move large quantities of our uranium to their captured states in North Korea and Iran to build up a nuclear arsenal that would threaten the world. For this, they blamed Russia, a growing force of opposition to their ambitions of global control. By casting Putin as an enemy and blaming him for this illegal uranium deal, they had planned a devastating nuclear world war between America and Russia that would have exhausted the last two remaining pillars of freedom for the world, accelerating the horrific endgame that had become inevitable. This cabal miraculously lost power in 2016 when a brave operation, led by a U.S. military alliance and their global partners, were able to return power legitimately over to the light. They had a plan of their very own, one that was many decades in the making. With Donald Trump selected for the role of president, the people of America were slowly awakened to the reality of the world they live in. With so much hidden and lied about in the media channels we had come to trust for our news and entertainment, this alliance of good set into motion a sophisticated strategy of dismantling the vast network of corruption that had almost completely overcome every level of government, industry, and the legal system. They knew they had to follow the laws of the land as they were originally intended. Otherwise, they themselves would be delegitimized, even though they were just trying to free us from the silent stranglehold of tyranny that we had come to accept as normal. The panicking deep state used any remaining power they had left to try and save themselves. Each day for 2 years was a careful and meticulously planned balancing act between public perception and the job that needed to be done. Moving too fast would shock and scare a sleeping public still living in the prison of the mind that was created for them. But after all this, it appears now that not only are we winning, but we have won. The trajectory of this great storm is now radiantly clear. Now we look forward to a new future, thanks to the brave patriots who risked everything to save our world. This time, for good. There is not a person alive who has experienced what a world without this darkness could be like. A world of free energy that was kept from us to force our dependency on their fossil fuel monopolies. Abolishment of income tax that was illegally imposed to pay back interest on loans taken from the cabal banking system. Released cures for our most deadly diseases. Unleashed space technologies to open frontiers we never dreamed possible. New technologies creating millions of jobs and yielding a global human renaissance the likes of which we have never seen. Fellow Americans and citizens of the world, now it is our turn to shine. Wherever we are, we will become the plan when we choose to reject what they called globalism. We recognize the words they use to bend us to their will, and we say no more. It's time to turn off the media, follow your instincts, trust yourself, and be the plan. May God bless America and the world.
All right, and there you have it. What's going on in a nutshell. And I think basically what it boils down to is that we're in a war. It's good versus evil, patriotism versus globalism. That's what it is. I don't even think it's Democrat versus Republican at this point. What do you think, Doug?
Yeah, it's because Well, you know, the Democrat Party was hijacked a long time ago. You know, I used to be a Democrat. My whole family were Democrats.
Yeah, me too.
The Democrats of the JFK era are not what we have today. You know, now it's a it's a far left liberal agenda that has hijacked them and managed to gain control of this party that once was good. You know, it used to be that, you know, if we had a Democrat president or we had a Republican president, it wasn't that big of a freaking deal as it is now, because now you're faced with one group that has completely gone off the rail direction that is anti-American. You know, no, I mean, you can just look at what's happening with those that are kneeling in the NFL when the national anthem is played. You know, that's all part of the Democrat and far left liberal agenda. And so, you know, we're not dealing with the same scenario that we have been for all these years. Now it's changed to something that's radical, and it's very scary. You know, the Democrats now have the, you know, have the Black Lives Matter movement. They have the Antifa movement. You know, these are people that cause physical violence and harm and kill police officers and innocent people and set buildings on fire and destroy property. You know, it's a radical movement that's basically taken over a party of the United States of America. And so, you know, all we can do is all we can do, and that is to keep fighting it at the ballot box and hope that we can continue to save this country. And we're doing a great job of it right now, even with all the hell that they're throwing at our president. We're still managing to maintain our sanity and keep moving in a forward direction. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I mean, the thing that just boggles the mind is the mentality of it all. Like, I don't understand. Like, my neighbor is literally a socialist. I mean, she is, you know, she's 70 years old, okay, but she looks young. So, you know, she's young. She looks a lot younger than that. But, you know, I mean, this woman is, she's been watching CNN so long, and MSNBC, those are her two, you know, networks, and, you know, they've even started to re-brainwash her. I mean, she grew up in, you know, way in the 50s, she would have been a teenager in the 50s, right, and she now believes that the Founding Fathers were, you know, were thugs, and you know, they were just a bunch of white men who, I mean, this woman is white, first of all. She thinks that, you know, oh, I have white privilege. You know, that whole thing is ridiculous. I mean, you know, in this day and age, the whole white, I don't understand the white privilege bullshit. Because, you know, my parents, my ancestors are from Italy. We're all of, I mean, yes, I'm white, but we're Italian. We're Italian. We came from Italy, from Calabria and from Naples. That's where my aunts came over. My great grandparents came over on the ship, you know, into the Boston Harbor. My grandfather's sister actually died. She was just a baby on the boat. Died before they even got into. But my point is that we all matriculated from elsewhere just because the skin is white, you know. And then she says to me, "Well, you know, your ancestors would have been able to get a loan." And it's like, give me a fucking break. I mean, my ancestors, they came over legally, they got whatever stipend, and then that was it. They worked their asses off in order to just, you know, my great-grandfather came over a year before he even sent for his family, for his wife and his kids, you know, before they even got here so that he could set up. He was working hard. I mean, you know, I don't understand where that craziness comes from. It's just another way to divide the country. And I do the stupid identify ID politics. I mean, it's just, it's so maddening. And the whole thing of how you can be born in this country. You know, Kaepernick, let's talk about the NFL briefly for a minute here. Because, you know, an American brute, who they've never had to suffer for anything. They don't know what they're talking about. They make millions of dollars. They live the elite million-dollar home with their little, you know, whatever it is that they do, and they have the gall to kneel. I mean, the men that fought in the Revolutionary War for freedom so that we could do all these things, so that at this point in time, we would have all these free things. There's no slavery here anymore. Yes, it's a horrible, horrible chapter in our history. If you erase our history, how do we ever, you know, get better than that? You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to know where you came from in order to you know, get better as a nation. And by killing people, there was white slavery way before there was any kind of black slavery. You can go back in the books and look way back when the Greeks had white slaves way back when. So, you know, everybody is enslaved, and there are lots of people still enslaved all around the world in these horrible sex rings, in these horrible, so people are buying and selling people down in Africa, right? Yeah, they're doing that whole mess. You know, and think about, and they're not being taught right in schools. It's just, it makes me so angry when she talks like that. I'm like, are you for real? She wants to be taken care of. She'd be happy living under a king and queen that would just take care of her, and she wouldn't have. She's living in a fantasy world. Like, I don't even know where the, why would anybody want to be dictated to, like you know, enslaved? You would be enslaved if you're under a king and queen that has, you know, the right to give you water or not that day, or food or not that day, or if you didn't do, why would you want that control over you? I don't understand. It just boggles my mind. It really does. Yeah. Crazy.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. And same thing with, you know, with my family. You know, I have, you know, my mother's side of the family all came from Italy, and you know, and my father's side was France, and you know, and we migrated here to America, and you know, and we look at the things that have happened in the past and other countries and the slavery that existed. And even the slavery that still exists to this day. I mean, right now, there are, you know, thousands of women and children that are being sex trafficked.
Yeah.
And, you know, males and females. And, you know, and what are these multi-million dollar NFL players doing, not only for that, but for their own communities that are falling apart, and like Chicago,
right,
where they're, you know, black on black crime is at an all time high in every major city across this country, and it's ran by Democrats, by the way, you know.
Right.
So, you know, it's sad. You know,
It really is. And you know, Craig Sawyer, he's an ex-Marine, and he's got a team that's been rescuing these kids. I mean, they've literally found kids in cages, in tunnels, and it's all being done underground, which is scary, you know, to think of everything that's been trafficking under our feet, which, you know, why would you even think, I mean, you know, I'm so naive in that sense, I never would have even thought of that, but, it's really disgusting, and I think that getting back to the core of what our Constitution is and the rule of law, I think is going to be it's going to be a whole different world. And I mean, like, this whole thing, let me ask you this. I wanted to ask you real quick about the journalist that was found murdered, the Saudi journalist that was found murdered,
yeah.
And they were blaming, of course, the prince there that took over, and they were talking about even doing a regime change or whatever. The Saudis were talking about that. And I know Mike Pompeo, he ended up going over there to find out what the hell happened. And people are saying, you know, that could have been a setup, you know, because they're trying to basically, you know, blame Trump for that, you know, like it was another setup, like, because, you know, he's working with the Saudis, and because, you know, they cleaned out their you know, their corruption at the top there.
Right.
What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, obviously, I mean, there was there's so many things involving the entire, just the 48 hours from the time he walks into this console that
right.
took place, and the lies and the cover-ups, and considering that it's over in Turkey and it's a Saudi Arabian national that was living in America, we may never know that what really happened in that particular
yeah.
scenario. But for someone who's been to Saudi Arabia, as I have several times, not to mention all over the Middle East, I can assure you that those wealthy Arabs do things, you know, think about this for a second. This is, you know, talk about what we think, or what we call a corrupt media here. Okay, over there, you talk bad, if the media talks bad about their people, they go kill them. And in this case, he was exposing a lot of negative things, or a lot of things that were taking place in the Saudi kingdom that the world didn't know about, and it was shocking. And so I really think that, you know, whether it was something they did with America in conjunction to take him out or not, was definitely a hit job. And, you know, just think, I mean, literally how blessed we are to be in America, because that could be happening here, you know, where somebody goes and takes out somebody at CNN because of what they said.
Right.
They said negative about the president, so now they're dead tomorrow. Okay, well, that happens in countries, and, you know, so I think to myself all the time, you know, Democrats and liberals should thank their lucky stars they were born here in America, and because and for countries they couldn't get
and
away with the shit
freedom.
Here.
Right. I mean, the freedom of speech banner, you know, of course I'm banned on Facebook again for the umpteenth time. I was trying to post the video for that audio that I just played. I didn't get very far, but, you know, I keep trying. I don't care anyway, whatever. So I'm banned for another 10 days. And that's a whole other thing. And then I keep losing. It's so crazy. I keep gaining followers, but yet it keeps saying that I've lost like 150 followers on Twitter. And it's just, you know, it's so ridiculous. And especially as we get closer to the election, it's just, it's getting, they're ramping everything up. And that's a whole other thing. I mean, we'll have to talk, you know, at another time about all the newest censorship crap that's going on. It's been crazy out there. And I don't know. I mean, I'm thankful that I'm an American. I feel very privileged by it. And I don't understand people that do not feel the same, and that they have this hatred for America. You know, we're the ones that are footing the bill for people all over the world. And, you know, I think it's hilarious when President Trump is like saying, you know, hey, we'll pull the funding. We'll pull the money that we're giving to Mexico. That's all. I mean, you know, let's see, they, you know, got on the bandwagon to try and help. But, you know, I mean, that's what we need to do. And people start saying that you know, President Trump is being too hard on them. And no, he's not. He's being an American president. That's what an American president is supposed to do. Our money
well,
is going.
Original plan during the election, that was his plan to, you know, how he planned to get Mexico to pay to build the wall.
Yeah.
To withhold their money. To build a wall. And,
right.
Or tell them you're not going to get it unless you build a wall. So, you know, and then, of course, he becomes president and realizes that, you know, when all the powers that be go, okay, well, you know, that was fun to say that during the election, but you just can't really do that because we have members of Congress that will stop you from doing that.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, I don't blame him for saying it. People are like, oh, he's, you know, and then, oh, okay, so I wanted to discuss briefly. I started a new series. I started blogging on our website, the Real World Blog, and my first article is there about the Murphy Report, the Murphy Brown Report.
Yes.
OMG. I'm telling you, it takes all I can to sit through these freaking shows because everything, the first episode was all about fake news. Everything that spewed out of her mouth was fake news. But you can go read the article on there. I posted. Basically, I said, okay, you know, she talks about, of course, they, you know, have her at the election freaking out that, you know, Trump won. And then they're they're protesting, you know, the inauguration. And then she starts spewing about the travel ban, calling it, you know, a Muslim ban, and just whatever narrative has been that the media has been trying to do, they have regurgitated it on Murphy Brown as a reminder now that voting is, you know, coming up. And so I'm breaking it down and I'm saying, look, this is what Pew Research did. And I linked all the articles of the facts that I actually got for the actual real news versus their fake news, because I'm just so sick of it, you know. And I can't even watch a television show without seeing all the propaganda bullshit from the left. It's so frustrating to me, because I used to, you know, when I wanted to take a break, I could just go and just, you know, watch a show for, you know, a half hour, an hour. Now it's like I just get so angry because everything is so propaganda. Every single show has something, even Supernatural, that's actually on tonight. They did a diss on Trump. They did a diss on climate. They did the stupid climate change, you know, which I do a whole diatribe in my article. So anyway, back to you about briefly. Did you watch the Conners?
I'm sorry, say again.
Did you ever see the Conners, the reboot after they killed Roseanne from ODing on pain pills? That's how they killed her.
No, I've not seen it since they decided she was no longer going to be on the show.
Yeah, I did not watch it because I'm not giving them ratings. I don't even care, you know, whatever. But I read up on it. Apparently they killed her because of this whole which was just a dig at the president because he's working so hard on the opioid crisis, right, in the country, and then to have Roseanne OD on pain meds, that's how they killed her. But it really upset me because I'm just like, you know, it's just a stab in the back. You know, the man is working 24/7. He's getting he's getting people that are incarcerated off of drugs. He just did a thing at the White House yesterday. Had this couple of people that previously they were drug addicts and they had been incarcerated and they went through rehabilitation and they've got jobs now. I mean, it's amazing and what they've been able to do. And I think that the main reason that we have a job, you know, people, it was better on the inside in the penitentiary than it was on the outside. You know, they had to barely survive. And so what were people doing? They were, you know, buying and selling drugs and using drugs and doing all that. So I think that what he's doing is it's a huge thing, and I do think that it's going to build up the country even more in these places that are depressed as far as opioid addiction.
It's bad. I'm still kind of just taking in what you said about they killed her off on the show. I didn't know that. That's completely blowing me away right now.
Sorry. By the way, I just killed Roseanne off the show.
Not Roseanne. Wait a minute.
I know. I'm so upset about that. I just, you know, she didn't deserve that crap. That everything that happened with that was just ridiculous, and they were just looking for a loophole to get her out of there. And I'm really praying and hoping that the whole thing tanks. And I hate to say that because I know people have jobs, you know, hundreds of people work on these shows, but I'm sorry, you know, after what they did to her, she did not deserve that. And she is not a racist. She is not, you know, the woman is just above reproach, and it really pisses me off. Not only that, but then, you know, in Hollywood and these stupid, I heard, and I don't watch any of the award shows anymore, but I think it was, I don't know if it was the AMA or Grammy. I can't remember which award show. Maybe it was the Oscars. Anyway, they were taking digs at Roseanne. Maybe it was the People's Choice Awards. I don't know. But anyway, that just pissed me off because I'm like, she does not deserve that. I mean, after all the crap these people are doing, I mean, look at Robert De Niro and Alec Baldwin, the two of them. Did you see the interview that they did? I was like, honey, Robert De Niro. It was hilarious. I only saw a clip of it, but I saw this clip and Robert De Niro, you know, he's spewing all of his hatred towards Trump, and I'm thinking, oh my God, like, who's he talking to? And he panned over and it was Alec Baldwin, and I couldn't stop laughing because it's like, you know, two old guys pissing and moaning about some, you know, person that they hate. It just cracked me up because it was just so insane. I just couldn't believe it. But anyway, I did want to mention one thing before we go. You guys got to watch, if you want to watch something that is uplifting, that really gets you to start thinking, I just started watching God Friended Me. It's on CBS on Sundays. And I actually just watched it through On Demand, and it is so good. I thought, oh my God, what is this? What kind of propaganda bullshit is this going to be? And basically, this guy's an atheist. I thought, oh, geez, they're probably going to, you know, God isn't real, no, you know, and all that. It was really, really good. You have to watch it. It is probably the one show that I'm writing here. So I did write an article. I'm going to get that posted on the website right after the show. So you can go and see a little bit. I don't give any spoilers or anything, but I kind of give you a background of what it is. And it's really, really good. Basically, it's just this guy keeps getting a friend request, right? And it keeps saying, God, God. And so he keeps seeing it. He keeps ignoring it. He keeps all day long. He's getting this stupid friend request. So finally, at the end, he says, okay, I'll do it. And then all of a sudden, he gets this random person that God has suggested be friends. So then he's like, what the hell is this? Who's behind this? So they're still trying to track down who's behind this, the God Facebook thing, the God like, the God friend. And so they're trying to figure it out, but it is so good because it really shows and depicts how everybody is connected. There are no coincidences, which is what QAnon says constantly. And so I would suggest everybody look it up. It's called God Friended Me on CBS. And I was shocked to find that a couple of the writers from Gotham and Hawaii 5-0, they're the ones that actually created the show. And it really makes you think, and maybe you'll start thinking in a different way and seeing things in a better perspective. So I guess on that note, do you have anything else you want to add, Doug?
Yes. Does anybody know what the lottery numbers are for tomorrow night in Louisiana? I promise I will split the proceeds with you.
Okay, somebody, and then he'll give me a quarter of the proceeds. So see, it's all good. I know. Well, somebody won. There was the Mega Millions. Somebody last night won $1.2 billion, or I don't know what it was up to. But apparently, we had one person in South Carolina, and I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? I was like, no.
That person turns out to be somebody that really needed it, you know?
Well, that would be fabulous if any of you people out there that are listening, if you guys have extra money blown around, we really need to get people with money to start buying up these media outlets, to start changing the narrative and get these stupid-ass journalists out of here. I am so sick of it, and most of America is sick of hearing them. So wouldn't that be great?
Yep.
Like, my plan was, if I had won, although I didn't play, I always forget to play, but my mom played. But I thought, okay, well, if she wins, then I'm going to take that money and I'm going to buy out something, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, you know, something to take over it. To get we need something. We need people with a lot of money and investors that are willing to start, you know, taking over these media outlets and platforms so that we can stop with the censorship, because enough is enough already with that. I'm over it, you know?
I agree.
All right, so we'll be back next week, Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to follow us, Doug, how can they follow you?
Follow me on YouTube, Douglas M. Ducote Sr., also on Facebook, American Patriot, by the grace of God. Also, my nonprofit on Facebook is Veterans United for Justice.
And you can follow us on Twitter. I'm at ChristyUSA1 and at ChristyMaga1. And Doug, what's your Twitter? Are you even on Twitter? Do you even go there?
Douglas Cody. I forgot to mention
okay.
Twitter. Douglas Cody. Yep.
Okay. And then we have our website is up. I do have a section there of the live feed for the QAnon post, but you have to wait a minute. It takes a minute for it to, like, pop up. But if you're just patient, it'll pop up. And I'm going to post some of these Q Plan videos on there as well tonight. But our new website address is realworldwitness1.com. My blog is on there, Fund the Wall, you know, all that is on there. And I guess that's it. And we have our Facebook page, too, Real World Witness, also, if you want to follow us there. So thanks for listening, everybody. I guess we'll be back next week, God willing. I hope everybody has a great weekend. I guess we're out of here. See you later. I think that worked. Oh, there we go. I need a sign.